There's a paradox or dilemma in becoming a trusted client advisor. On the one hand, you must develop a deep expertise in order to build your brand, attract clients, and do great work on specific issues. On the other hand, you have to be more than just an expert to your clients because expertise by itself is a commodity. Many lawyers can do estate planning, for example. But what separates out the truly great estate planning lawyer from the average one, at least in the eyes of clients? Is it more expertise? What I found is that you need to shed the expert mindset because it will hold you back. When it comes to developing long-term relationships, it can be your greatest enemy. You see, clients hire experts, but they keep advisors. Here's what I mean. Harry Truman, who was president of the United States after Franklin Roosevelt at the end of World War II, once said, "An expert's a fellow who's afraid to learn anything new, because then he wouldn't be an expert anymore." Which gets at the notion that when we're experts, we want to stay within our narrow expertise at all times. Shunryu Suzuki was a famous Zen teacher who came to the United States from Japan in the late 1950s. He wrote a book called Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, in which he says, "In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few." In other words, when we have the expert mindset, we can become narrow and close-minded in our outlook. We see limitations, not possibilities. We're risk-averse. When we have the advisor mindset, however, we provide clients with an expansive outlook on their problems. Let me contrast these two mindsets by comparing experts with advisors, or the expert mindset with the advisor mindset. Experts tell. After all, an expert is someone who has important knowledge that has to be communicated. In contrast, advisors ask great questions and listen. The great artist Picasso once said, "Computers are useless. They can only give you answers." Management sage Peter Drucker once said he was no longer a consultant, but rather an insultant, a distinction reflecting the difficult, provocative questions that he would ask his clients. As professionals, we're trained to provide answers, but in many important respects, thought-provoking questions that help clients reframe their issues are more useful. Experts are for hire to the highest bidder. Advisors have selfless independence. They are devoted to their clients, but they balance that with objectivity and the willingness to say no. To be an influential advisor to your clients, you must look after their interests, but also offer independent views, even if they are opposed to beliefs your clients hold dearly. The CEO of one major company told me, talking about bankers who were always pitching him deals, "If the investment bankers I work with would say no more often, I would say yes more often." That statement really sums up the power of selfless independence. When you have the expert mindset, you think of yourself as a narrow specialist, whereas